The first ride was solo. It could be an exciting and dangerous challenge with this strangely configured airplane, which flew like nothing any of us had ever experienced before. Accidents were common. One pilot was killed on his second flight. Everything on that early plane was totally mission essential, and no frills were added. Not even a relief tube. We had small detachments scattered all over the world, from which we flew missions over some of the most desolate and dangerous real estate I've ever seen. The U-2 has been dramatically improved since 1956. It is still flying operational missions around the world today. In 1965, I was selected with six other U-2 pilots to transfer into a new reconnaissance program and fly the new secret SR-71 Blackbird. Only a handful of pilots were privileged to have flown operational missions in both airplanes. The transition was remarkable. It was like taking a trip in a spaceship compared to that early U-2. In this new program, we now had a simulator and a two-seat pilot trainer plane to ease us into the dramatic flight envelope of Mach 3. It was the fastest, highest-flying operational aircraft ever built, anywhere in the world, and we were all thrilled to have been selected to man it. We now had two engines to drive us around the course, which meant a spare to get us home if we lost one. We had a relatively comfortable full-pressure suit and a roomy cockpit. It was a two-man airplane,